can you tell us real quick in the latest as far as government is keeping an eye on things and reopening up our borders? Where are we at right now?
Okay, Doug, I think I heard you say something about the reopening, so I'm going to assume what the question is, which is a common question amongst everybody, is, you know, where are we at with the reopening? But basically, we're in phase one of the reopening, which you heard that the government announced 5-day quarantine for securely qualified or securely verified vaccinations, those being particularly the UK barcode verifications, as well as the HSA. Now, the next stage is trying to work with the United States authorities to get where their verification process is. Now, the United States, unfortunately, haven't got a universal approach to the vaccines yet, or at least the vaccine certification that one can verify here locally. So that's stage two. And what we're trying to work towards is see how we can slowly manage the reopening, because obviously there's a number of different effects that will happen as a result of the reopening. Not only persons getting back to work, which is most important, but also the safety elements that are necessary to slowly go into this reopening, because the number one thing is to do it safely, right? Not just to reopen, but to do it safely in a manner that we don't have to go back down into further lockdown. So we're working on the next parameters of flight that will be coming in, start to look at how we're going to be able to handle the airport safely with the fact that more flights will be coming in, and making sure that persons who are not vaccinated are separated from those who are vaccinated, and also talking about new regs for the public, whether that would be, you know, asking persons to again start to wear masks or a little bit of social distancing, because as we reopen, the risk levels go back up. We were trying to encourage to make sure that the percentages of persons on island are very, very high in vaccinations, so that way we can, regardless if a virus gets back on island, that, you know, persons will not be affected in any major way, particularly that being hospitalized. It'll be more like a small cold, so to speak. And that's the way the world has been operating with this, because COVID isn't going away. You got to figure out a way, how can we survive living around COVID until, you know, something magically happens where it can be gone forever.
Now, Now, Kenneth, you're the new minister for tourism, and the thing is people are talking about when the borders finally reopen here, sir, we are going to have one of the biggest tourism booms this island has ever seen. Do you agree with that? Do you see that happening? Because there's this pent-up demand for people that want to travel, and some people have some expendable income, and they want to come to the Cayman Islands where it was safe.
Yeah, there is a high demand. All data show that, you know, people are booking, just waiting for us to reopen. Obviously, our success has caused that. People know that we've done it the right way here in Cayman, and everybody's safe. So everybody wants to come to the safe island. So it's almost like if you think about Black Friday and everybody outside at Walmart waiting for the special to come on, and they want to bust through the doors.
Yeah.
But if I use that as an example, that's the danger of that. So and normally on Black Friday, 5 o'clock in the morning, they open the doors and the place just goes chaotic, right? We can't have that chaos because you can't control the circumstances. So when people say, well, why are we not there yet? Why are we not there yet? We're trying to figure out the protocols to put in place to make sure that when we do open the doors, that everybody knows to walk in an orderly fashion, go down your aisle, pick up your TV. And these, I use an example of Black Friday here. So that's where we're at, trying to make sure that when we do open, because we know people want to come here, and we want them to come here because that's where our lifeblood is. You know, it's the second pillar of our economy that the government makes money off of, and it's work for our people. So we're really excited about it. We just want to make sure that when we do it the first time, we do it right the first time, so we don't have any negative effects, any backlash of having to peel back the onion and go back into lockdown, so to speak. We don't want that. We want to do it the right way. We see too many examples of other countries who've done it and rushed the situation and it caused them to go back into lockdown, which is a very costly exercise, not only for the government, but for all the businesses out there who are just barely making it right now. So we got to do it right the first time.
We're on with Kenneth Bryant. One last question here, by the way, about the reopening, sir. And we appreciate you jumping on with us here. Now, the Guardian newspaper in the UK wrote an article about how the countries that did a great job with vaccinations and safer places were on that list, and they were mentioned, and we should be. They were also talking about that there will be thousands of job openings in the hospitality industry. You being in tourism, a tourism minister now, what's your thoughts on that? And are we going to be able to have the proper staffing here on this little island for when the borders, they do open up?
Well, we expect to. That's the plan. I mean, we have to make sure that the industry has the staff it needs. But at the same time, we have to ensure that the Caymanian employees come first. Mm-hmm. So you may see that we're going through an exercise through the various different publications in the media that myself, as minister on behalf of the PAC administration, are working with CETA, which is the Cayman Islands Tourism Association, about figuring out how we're going to make sure that the ones who were in tourism before get back a job back in the tourism industry where there's opportunities for them. And then after we focus on our Caymanians, if we need extra labor, we can definitely facilitate that for the industry. But we have to put Caymanians first. This is a Caymanian first administration, and we're not veering off of that. We have to make sure the Caymanians have come first. So you may see that I've recently released a survey for all the persons who are receiving the stipend. And those who are receiving the stipend were persons who were formerly in the tourism industry or are working part-time within the industry. That survey will give us enough data in respect to how many people are available to go back to tourism when those job applications open. We'll be sharing some of that data, not the personal information, but the results of the data with the Tourism Association so they can start calling and reaching out to the locals who want work back in the industry. So when we open, they'll be first priority. Anything over that, so to speak, like if the cup overflows, then it can be for outside work. But Caymanians have come first. So we are working on the labor aspect of the reopening right as we speak.
We're on with Kenneth Bryant, Georgetown Central MLA. Never disappoints, always honest, straight to the point as well. And you guys ran on that platform, by the way, of Caymanians first, and that's honorable that where you guys are actually sticking to what you say, what you were talking about on the election trail, which is great. And God bless the country and opening up hopefully soon to be able to get these guys back to work. And we know that things are really, really going to end up exploding in a positive way here for the island when it does.